Former Springfield police officer Jeffrey Asher was ordered to serve 18 months in jail, followed by 2 years probation, and to undergo therapy for anger management. Judge Maureen Walsh sentenced Asher, who had been found guilty after a jury trial, on two counts of assault and battery, one being with a dangerous weapon.
On November 27, 2009, the defendant dressed as a member of the police department for the city of Springfield, but clearly as evidenced by the unanimous verdict of his peers, he did not uphold his oath to protect and serve all.
Asher struck Melvin Jones III at least 17 times with a flashlight, causing numerous broken facial bones, broken teeth, and a broken finger. Jones was left partially blind in one eye. Defense lawyer Joseph Monahan said Asher apologizes for the injuries Jones sustained, but he continues to insist he acted in self-defense, claiming Jones was trying to grab another officer's gun.
Well, he's disappointed with the sentence. He feels as though what he did under the circumstances was appropriate, and he's a little bit. 18 months is a stiff sentence under this set of facts.
The judge's sentence adhered to what had been recommended by the office of Hamden District Attorney Mark Mastriani.
The fact that there at least didn't seem to be an outward acceptance of responsibility was noted by the district attorney's office, and it, I think, obviously was taken into account by the sentencing judge as well.
Jones, in a victim impact statement he read in court, described his injuries and said he remains bitter about what happened. He said, quote, "No matter what somebody does, nobody deserves to be beaten like a dog, like some animal in a cage." His father, Melvin Jones Jr., called the sentence just.
I think that putting this guy behind bars means a lot to him and his family, and to my family, to all of us. It means a lot to us.
The courtroom was packed with more than 150 people, including members of Asher's family and friends, including police officers. Several waved as Asher was led away by court officers to begin serving his jail sentence. Some left the courtroom in tears. They declined comment afterwards. Community activists were also present for the sentencing. The president of the Springfield chapter of the NAACP, Reverend Talbert Swan, said a criminal had been taken off the streets.
But we're grateful that Mr. Asher, who has brutalized our community for the better part of nearly 20 years, is now seeing justice.
Asher is white, Melvin Jones III black. Jones has a criminal record and is currently awaiting trial on drug trafficking charges. Asher had no previous criminal record, but he was reportedly disciplined multiple times during his 16-year career as a police officer over complaints of excessive force. Jones has filed a federal court lawsuit against the city of Springfield and its police department, alleging Asher and other officers violated his civil rights. Asher was fired from the Springfield Police Department 8 months after the assault on Jones took place. But the day before his official termination, Asher was granted retirement with a disability pension. The city's retirement board is expected to vote next month on a motion to strip Asher of his pension, which is $45,347 a year. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.